Well, John, you're going to be hosting the Ohio No-Till Summer Field Day on September the 9th. Looks like quite a program there on your farm in Marion County.
Yeah, we're going to have a great turnout and a great lineup of different things to cover, from secrets to no-till for corn and soybeans, to soil profiles, to cover crops, and you name it.
Now, are you also going to have an opportunity to actually get out in the field?
Yeah, we've got about 5 acres of that was wheat here that we planted to cover crops, at which we're going to do a soil pit right in, at least one, maybe two, that's between the wheat and the corn that's here, as well as got another little spot back. We're going to do a manure application of chicken litter and for no-till and just different things like that.
So what have those practices meant on your farm?
Well, you know, I've been 19 years no-till here on some of it. All of it's been 15 years at least in no-till. Part of it we started because of the federal government. I got a farm, believe it or not, here in Marion County that's considered highly erodible land. And that's what got me started into no-till. And we've continued with that and saw the practices really work. Soil erosion control, having a cover crop out there. I think, you know, my yield's been good and been improving. And you can really tell in those wet springs and falls when that no-till will actually dry out quicker because of the water being able to move down through it.
So is the field day then designed for those not only maybe just beginning in no-till and cover crops, but also for those that have been doing it for a long time like you?
Absolutely. The field day is designed around all of it, everything about no-till, because there's a lot of guys that's been no-tilling for years but haven't been doing the cover crops as such, and we're finding the nitrogen and some of the other benefits that are there and micronutrients benefits from putting cover crops out, and, you know, let alone anybody that's interested in learning more about it and what no-till really is and means. You know, hey, when the prices are going down what they are and fuel's up there, and if you can no-till and reduce your times over the field also, there's nothing better, I think.
So, John, what does it mean to you to have the field day come to your farm?
Oh, I'm really thrilled with it. My family and I have said, hey, you know, for years, this is, you know, something that we're proud of. We've been nationally recognized because of our no-till and conservation efforts that we're doing, and having it here at the farm is just one more thing to say, hey, you know, look at what does work. And, you know, I'm proud to have people come to my farm to see that.
All right, John, anything else about the field day that you'd like to mention?
Well, it's September 9th. It starts at 9 in the morning. Registration's at 8, and we'll be done around 4, but there's a heck of a lunch meal that we're going to have with it, as well as some afternoon demos of, you know, in the field breakouts and stuff like that, with some really national speakers coming in the morning to speak also.